This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Congress is nearly over the finish line in averting a government shutdown with only 3 hours remaining in the deadline. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke on the floor of the Senate before the vote, which is currently underway, indicating enough support within the Senate to pass the funding bill approved in the House just hours earlier. If the bill passes the Senate, it will head to President Joe Biden's desk, where he is expected to sign it, extending government funding for 45 days. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
Kosovo on Saturday demanded that Serbia withdraw its troops from their common border, saying it was ready to protect its territorial integrity. Tensions between the two countries have been high since last Sunday, when Kosovo police fought around 30 heavily armed Serbs who stormed a Kosovo village and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery. Three attackers and one police officer were killed. The gun battle prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which has an ethnic Albanian majority and declared independence from Serbia in 2008 after a guerrilla uprising and a 1999 NATO intervention. On Friday, the United States said it was monitoring a troubling Serbian military deployment along the Kosovo border that is destabilizing the area.